fun way to start the road trip.
Yeah, it was fun. It's a good, you know, we knew this was going to be one of the tougher challenges for us, and that team's very well coached, and they execute, and they got those bigs that are a lot to deal with. So, you know, their crowd, once their crowd got into it, they had their confidence going. It was a good, solid NBA game. It was a lot of fun to be a part of.
How hard was it for you to wait to put Steph back in there in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, it's always hard to wait on Steph. You got the best player in the world on your team. You want him on the court as much as possible, but you know, we trust in our bench, and we trust in the fact that we don't want to overplay our players. So you know, we left Sean in a little longer, and he made some big plays for us. And you know, the second Steph stepped back on the court, he obviously hit that huge three for us. So it's tough, but it's something we feel is the right thing to do.
Did you consider staying big, or did you consider me going small instead of staying big at all, or was that always going to be the plan?
No, we went small a little bit in the first half, and we liked it. We felt like we got the pace, some more of the speed that we like. But the way the game is going in the fourth, we were already struggling enough with the rebounds. It just, it felt like the right thing to do was to keep our bigger guys out there on the court. And, it wasn't the plan, but it was just kind of the way I felt the game, the game was going.
Might it have been different if Harrison Barnes was an option?
Yeah, obviously. If Harrison's playing, then, then it's a lot easier to get to the small lineup because of his ability and strength to guard four men. But even against this team, that's not your ordinary 4-5 combo. We would have probably given it a chance, but nothing guaranteed whether we would have stayed with it or not.
Were you surprised that this game was as close as it was, and they really had a chance to win the game at the end?
No, this Utah beat us here last year too. This is a tough. Anyone that's been around the league knows how hard it is to win in Utah, and they played great tonight. They executed. They crashing the glass, hitting big shots, and I thought we did a great job in the first half of taking care of the ball, and I feel like we had a chance in that third quarter to kind of get some separation. We got up around 10 or 11, and then we got careless with the ball and ended up turning the ball over, I think, 11 times in the second half, and then it slipped away a little bit. Once that happened, it was going to be one of those games, and either team definitely could have won that game. You know, they had good looks, and that game goes either way. So give them credit for the way they played tonight, and give our guys credit for a hard-fought win. Our food's always fine. You know, we never panic. We try to stay the course. We talk about some options, but it's never worth panicking. We're confident in what we do and the players we have, and they most nights make plays for us.
Everyone didn't have his best shooting. It seemed like he was all over the place, part of the action in the last 6 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, Draymond, they were committing to the step pretty hard. And I think Draymond, I think shooting 21 times tonight, which I don't think he likes to do. So I think that's kind of threw him off a little bit that, he was open that often. But, if he's open that, if that's what the offense dictates, we're fine with him shooting that every time. You know, if he's going to be open, just shoot it. It's the right basketball play to make, and that's what we encourage. So, but he obviously is always huge for us. He did so many great things, and that last rebound was huge. And, he's obviously a huge reason on why we're still undefeated.